Subversion, the act of trying to destroy, damage, weaken, change, or overthrow an established system, idea, or government, which may or may not include doing so in a misleading nature, via propaganda, for example. I'm not even sure that I understand the word subversion, even though I spent I don't know how many hours looking up different definitions. It seemed to matter a lot, the perspective and the angle that someone that was making the definition was coming from. Social media subversion, ideological subversion by authorities, media subversion in the arts. And in the case of Todd Phillips' 2019 Best Picture nominee, Joker, for which Joaquin Phoenix won Best Actor, all of these subversive elements seem to occur at once, like a convergence. Even before the movie is released, the U.S. military felt the need to release a warning that there could be violence at theaters even showing Joker. And of course, the usual media players, we know who they are, can't wait to push a story like that. There was a full court press aimed at another character assassination, and this time it's Arthur Fleck, aka the Joker, in their line of fire. But does anyone need to assassinate the Joker character? Apart from a few admittedly interesting theories out there suggesting, at least in The Dark Knight, which starred Heath Ledger as Joker and Christian Bale's Batman, that it might not actually be clear who the good guy and the bad guy are. That's another story for another time, perhaps. But we get that violence is bad and that Joker is nuts. We get it. However, there is an interesting idea of Joker subverting audiences. Now, I'm not sure if Quentin Tarantino is the first to notice this potential or not, but he does make a compelling case for this by using the scene, the talk show scene at the end, which is sort of like a climax of the film, in his analysis. So let's listen to this entire final scene, the talk show scene. But let me say something quickly, I think there is one element of this idea of subversion which I don't believe Tarantino talks about. So as the audience, we do realize that Joker is someone who suffers from childhood trauma, mental health conditions, and does appear to fall into the class of society's forgotten. It seems natural that a certain amount of sympathy or empathy bubbles to the surface for something like that. Not the violence he commits, authority figures, but sympathy for these aforementioned bad experiences and conditions. But earlier in the movie, there's a scene on the train, on the subway, which is referenced in the talk show scene I'm about to play for you, and I think it's important to talk about that for a minute. So the character Arthur Fleck, Joker, suffers from a condition of laughing uncontrollably at times. He also gets jumped in an alley at the beginning of the movie by some street toughs, which leads him to end up carrying a gun for protection. So he's on the train, the subway, and in the car there's one woman and three drunk Wall Street guys who clearly start harassing the woman who's sitting by herself. So Arthur laughs, and the men shift their focus to him, and the woman wisely moves to another car at that moment, and the men begin to beat Joker mercilessly, kicking him while he's on the ground. It's in that moment that the Joker draws the gun and kills the men. Now, I'm not saying anyone has the right to commit violence. I'm simply describing the scene as best I can because it's referenced in the last scene, the talk show scene, which is Joaquin Phoenix as Joker and Robert De Niro as Murray, and there are two other guests to the side. But it's referenced as if Joker simply picked three men who were at random on the subway minding their own business reading Horse and Hound magazine. Was Arthur going to commit horrible violence anyway? Was he already looking for trouble? Did we, the audience, see the train incident that actually happened, or did we see how Joker wants us to see it? I don't know, but this may be part of the subversion in the film, as Tarantino explains. So, let's hear that talk show scene towards the end of Joker. It's sort of like the climax. It's about 4 or 5 minutes. And then afterwards, I'm just going to go straight into Quentin Tarantino and his take on the subversion in Joker, particularly on the scene that you're going to hear right now.
Are you all right, Doctor? Well, that was quite an entrance. You okay?
Yeah. This is exactly how I imagined it.
Well, that makes one of us. So can you tell us about this look? When we spoke earlier, you mentioned that this look is not a political statement. Is that right?
That's right, Mary. I'm not political. I'm just trying to make people laugh.
And how's that going for you? So I know you're a comedian. You've been working on any new material? You want to tell us a joke?
Yeah? Okay.
It's got a book. A book of jokes. Take your time. Got all night.
Okay. Here's one. Knock, knock.
And you had to look that up?
Want to get it right? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It's the police, ma'am. Your son's been hit by a drunk driver. He's dead.
No, you cannot joke about that.
Yeah, that's not funny, Arthur. That's not the kind of humor we do on this show.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, it's been a rough few weeks, Murray. Ever since I killed those three Wall Street guys.
Okay, I'm waiting for the punchline.
There's no punchline. It's not a joke.
You're serious, aren't you? You're telling us you killed those three young men on the subway?
Mm-hmm.
And why should we believe you?
I've got nothing left to lose. Nothing can hurt me anymore. My life is nothing but a comedy.
Well, let me get this straight. You think that killing those guys is funny?
I do. And I'm tired of pretending it's not. Comedy is subjective, Murray. Isn't that what they say? All of you, the system that knows so much, you decide what's right or wrong the same way that you decide what's funny. Or not.
Well, okay, I think I might understand that you did this to start a movement, to become a symbol.
Come on, Murray. Do I look like the kind of clown that could start a movement? I killed those guys because they were awful. Everybody is awful these days. It's enough to make anyone crazy.
Okay, so that's it. You're crazy. That's your defense for killing three young men?
No. They couldn't carry a tune to save their lives. Oh, why is everybody so upset about these guys? If it was me dying on the sidewalk, you'd walk right over me. I pass you every day and you don't notice me. But these guys, what, because Thomas Wayne would cry about them on TV?
You have a problem with Thomas Wayne, too.
Yes, I do. Have you seen what it's like out there, Murray? Do you ever actually leave the studio? Everybody just yells and screams at each other. Nobody's civil anymore. Nobody thinks what it's like to be the other guy. You think men like Thomas Wayne ever think what it's like to be someone like me? To be somebody but themselves? They don't. They think that we'll just sit there and take it like good little boys.
that we won't werewolf and go wild.
You finished? I mean, there's so much self-pity, Arthur. You sound like you're making excuses for killing those young men. Not everybody, and I'll tell you this, not everyone is awful.
You're awful, Murray.
Me? I'm awful? Oh, yeah, how am I awful?
Playing my video. Inviting me on the show. You just wanted to make fun of me. You're just like the rest of them.
You don't know the first thing about me, pal. Look what happened because of what you did, what it led to. There are riots out there. Two policemen are in critical condition. You're laughing. You're laughing. Someone was killed today because of what you did.
I know. How about another joke, Murray?
No, I think we've had enough of your jokes.
What do you get?
I don't think so.
When you cross a mentally ill loner with a society that abandons him and treats him like trash.
Call the police.
I'll tell you what you get.
Call the police.
Get what you fucking deserve.
Now, subversion on a massive level. Audience response, cause and effect on the screen, feeling the atmosphere in the theater change, getting to where you're going as far as the movie is concerned. We've talked about all these things. Mm-hmm. The talk show sequence in The Joker encompasses all of these things on a profound level. A level that I think is over most viewers' heads, frankly, to tell you the truth. I'm watching The Joker in the theater for the first time. I'm liking the movie well enough. I'm liking it. I'm having a little bit of a conversation in my head, though, as I'm watching the movie. I'm like, okay, is this where we live now? Where we just take great movies from the 70s and redo them as pop cultural artifacts? So Taxi Driver is The Joker, Apocalypse Now is Ad Astra. I mean, is everything some weird pop culture artifact of a challenging movie from another time? On the bad side of Joker, I would say through most of it, well, it's a little one note. On the good side, well, the movie actually moves pretty quick, especially for like a forced perspective, oppressive movie like that. The movie actually tells its story pretty efficiently. Then it gets to the talk show scene. And you feel the entire atmosphere in the theater change. It's not suspense. It's beyond suspense. They are riveted. It's everybody is completely plugged in. I've talked to people, if you saw this movie on an airplane, if you watched this movie streaming, if you watched this movie on DVD, you didn't fucking see the movie. The thing is, but the subversion on a massive level, the thing that's profound is this, is it's not just suspenseful. It's not just riveting and exciting. The director subverts the audience, because the Joker's a fucking nut. The guy's a fucking nut. Robert De Niro's talk show character is not a movie villain. He seems like an asshole, but he's not any more of an asshole than David Letterman. He's just an asshole comedian, a talk show guy. He's an asshole David Letterman type. He's not a movie villain. He doesn't deserve to die. He's just an asshole. And people like asshole comedians. Yet, while the audience in the movie theater is watching the Joker, they want him to kill Robert De Niro. They want him to take that gun and stick it in his eye and blow the back of his fucking head off. And if the Joker didn't kill him, you would be pissed off.
Yeah.
That is subversion on a massive level. They got the audience to think like a fucking lunatic and to want something that they would never. And they will lie about it. They will say, no, I didn't. And they're fucking liars. They did.